the Montagna di Sale. Once you leave the Baglio, you'll see on the right the daring and massive sculpture by Mimmo Palladino, La Montagna di Sale, or the Salt Mountain. The mountain itself is made out of concrete, glass fiber, reinforced plastic and crushed stone, forming the backdrop to 30 wooden horses. Animals which represent a recurrent theme in Palladino's works. Some of them are standing, others lying down, while others again have fallen or been knocked over. The work was commissioned in 1990 as the stage set for La Sposa di Messina, or The Bride of Messina, by Schiller, directed by Elio Di Capitani and staged in Gibellina. During the performance, the sculpture was illuminated by moonlight. It's become customary in Gibellina to commission ambitious and large-scale stage sets designed by famous artists, as also to relocate them to a permanent site within the town after the performances have finished. The idea behind the Montagna di Sale was to give artistic expression to the fatigue experienced from upwards movement required in climbing a local mountain. Both the material and the form, the great mound of salt, are to be found naturally in the Trapani area. On the other hand, the work highlights the impetuousness, the drive and the instinct of the animal, prepared to pit itself against all the difficulties, even at the cost of collapse and falling. Thus, it embodies an exaltation of strength and passion in both their positive and negative aspects. A duplicate version of the work became particularly well known when, several years later, it was erected in the Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples. Mimmo Palladino is a great contemporary artist. He was born in 1948, and in the 1980s, he was one of the main exponents of the Transavanguardia, a movement conceived by Achille Benito Oliva as a reaction to the conceptual art of the 1970s. He now exhibits in all the main international centers of contemporary art. Some of his works are to be found at the New York Museum of Modern Art. Buri's Cretto. If you have use of a car, we would urge you to go and see Buri's Cretto. Over the period between 1985 and 1989, Alberto Burri spread an enormous cast of concrete over the ruins left by the earthquake, transforming them into an immense and surprising work of art, a giant Cretto. The Cretto was a form which Burri used in much of his artistic production during the 1970s. The splits which are created in the work are similar to those created in parched, arid land, reminding us of the passage of time. The site that awaits you in Gibellina is that of great blocks of concrete with undulating surfaces crossed by great splits which are both narrow and regular, substantially reproducing the road system of the old Gibellina, appearing as cracks in parched ground. The work of art is a memorial to the terrible event, evoking a sense of death and immobility, which seems to have stopped and transformed time. If you have the opportunity and a car, and the Cretto is a long way from the centre of Gibellina where you are now, you will be struck by this enormous white structure, revealing itself in its entirety from the road as you travel towards it. Just as Burri intended, it's impossible to avoid going back in time to an imaginary re-evocation of that day. What's particularly striking is the contrast between this great white covering and the vivid green of the surrounding countryside, a reminder of nature and her impact, both positive and negative, both intimately beautiful and devastating. Once you're close enough, get out of the car and walk along the roads of the Cretto, between the blocks of concrete. Walking through the old streets of this immobile, solitary world has an impact of unusual force. In its minimalism, the work pays homage to what was, to the town that is no more, bringing back the memory of the place. Alberto Burri was a doctor, captured by the English in Tunisia during the Second World War. He began painting while in prison. When he returned to Italy in 1946, he decided to abandon his career in medicine to devote himself to art. He was one of the founders of the group Origine in 1951, with Balocco, Capograssi and Colla. You've now come to the end of your tour, and we hope we've been able to communicate both knowledge of and enthusiasm for a town that is not part of the normal tourist round. We hope you'll agree that the tour we've described represents just the beginning of a wider view of Gibellina, which merits further exploration. Once you have an idea of Gibellina's history, its main works and the main players in its renewal, it's up to you to wander around its streets without any particular end in view, just to see the thousands of other treasures, sculptures, architectural designs, and more generally, forms of artistic expression waiting to be discovered around every corner in the town. Goodbye until your next visit, and have a pleasant walk.